The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Sarah Lambert Freeman, who is the founder of HiveandHollow.Earth, which is a sustainable flower and gift shop based in Menominee, Wisconsin. And Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. Let's start at the top. Tell us about Hive and Hollow and your sustainable flower and gift offerings. It's very unique. I've never heard of a sustainable flower business. This is super cool and would love to hear more about it.
Thank you. It's kind of a combination of all the things I've loved to do all my life. So I've been in flowers for over 20 years, and I've seen it done in many different ways. And I've, you know, unfortunately come across some of the things that aren't so great about the flower industry. So flowers is one big thing. Vintage is another big thing that I've always loved. I prefer buying secondhand, used, giving life to old things as opposed to buying new. I'm concerned about landfills and all that good stuff. So I have a lot of vintage, and then I have this incredible community of makers here, and we have a farmer's market, which is super awesome, but it's once a week in the winters and twice a week in the summers, and I've wanted to have a showcase where people could have more of that access to that kind of product and just keeping money in the community. And so I've got all kinds of body care, home goods, candles, soaps, gifts for men, shaving cream, mustache waxes, things like that. And then, of course, your plants, terrariums, orchids, fresh cut flowers, which in the summer are all grown by local farmers. And in the winter, they are grown in the U.S. I've committed to U.S. grown flowers as much as possible, which means there's less pesticides, less shipping, just healthier, better for our community and our environment.
That's great. That's great to hear. And in many ways, you kind of answered my next question about how the idea about sustainability came about, which is perfect. But I'll shift a little bit. How, yeah. You know, when you're out at the farmer's market, I'm sure you have loyal customers. How do people respond to your messaging that you offer sustainable offerings in this arena? Do people really get it and jump on it?
It's a small community here in Menominee, and I feel like I've got a hardcore following. I've only been open since September. And people do get it, and I feel like there was a need in the community. It's a town of 16,000. We have a little university here, and we have one flower shop, and it's very traditional, and she does a lovely job with the very traditional kinds of flowers and flower arranging. But I felt like there was really a need for something different. And so far, the response has been magnificent. People are thrilled to have me here, and it's a nice offering for people.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome to hear. And if you don't mind, tell us about the branding, Hive and Hollow. I think I saw on your website that you were a beekeeper or you're into beekeeping. So I would love to hear
I dabbled in beekeeping. I've dabbled in a lot. So we moved from the cities. We lived in the Twin Cities for almost 20 years. And then we moved here about 6 years ago to a beautiful little plot of land. It's like 5 acres in the woods on a river. And I never in my life, wildest dreams, thought I would be living in a house like this at this point in my life. But living is cheap here, and it's really, really nice change from the city. So when we moved, I dabbled in all kinds of things. We got chickens. We had goats for a brief period of time. We still have one little lonely chicken right now, and we did beekeeping for a little while. I did not have great success with it, but I loved it, and I loved the idea of the hive as a hub of a community. So the hive came from there, and then the little plot of land in the woods has this gorgeous hollow where we grow a lot of our own flowers and perennials. There's all kinds of things in the woods that I can forage for the shop and my arrangements. So Hive and Hollow, that's how it came about.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I love hearing the backstory on brands for small businesses like yours. That's really neat. And also, in terms of your brand, you're a .Earth domain user. What made you choose to use a .Earth domain name?
In all honesty, it looked to me as if the .com had been taken, and that so I was just going through other options, and I saw the .earth, and I was like, I love that idea. I just love the idea of it being part of my focus, and also just as an awareness, because I had never heard of a .earth. I thought, what a cool thing to put out there for other people to start thinking about.
Nice.
In terms of, you know, just I feel like there needs to be a shift in our economy in general, and the whole .com is great, but I would like to see more of a focus on earth-friendly businesses. So I loved it, and I thought I'd go with it.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, I love hearing that kind of feedback, and that's very much you know, the mission of the Dot Earth Domain is to kind of, you know, spread the awareness. But what we found too, which is interesting, is that there's lots of different businesses, not just sustainability and environmental yes. organizations that are embracing Dot Earth. It's really taken off. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, we came across your site. I thought, though, this is a perfect podcast target for us, especially since, like I mentioned, I've never seen a sustainability flower company or an offering like this. And I thought that was just super awesome. So Sarah, you've been open since September. Sounds like you're getting some great traction already. What's your future vision for Hive and Holla?
Well, once we grow the business and have to get the shop really up and successful, we hope to really expand our offerings at the Hollow. We do maple syrup production on a very small scale, forest foraging for all sorts of things, mushrooms, flowers, herbs, the like. So I would like to offer workshops out there. We'd like to get a couple more animals and plant more gardens. And then eventually, we'll see. I'm in a little building that I take up about a third of the space, and I have, you know, big dreams of someday incorporating coffee and maybe a bigger book selection. And I would love to have a cool area for kids' toys, really cool kids' toys. So we'll see where it goes. I'd like to do more workshops, have just, like I said, I like the idea of the Hive as this like center of the community where people are coming together for all different reasons. And we do host, I'm part of a nonprofit called Spindletree that's really working to help make diversity a bigger part of our community. We have some, you know, it's a small town in rural Wisconsin, so we're trying to do some things here like that, and we host our board meetings here. I just really want it to be that hub.
That's nice. That's great. You know, Sarah, we really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
I don't think so. There is a growing movement, though, that of this kind of slow, it's called the slow flower movement, and it was really made popular by a woman named Deborah Prinzing, who's written some books on it, and she wrote a book called The 50-Mile Bouquet, and I think it's a movement that I really hope takes off and becomes, you know, we've got so much beauty here in Wisconsin that we can celebrate. We don't need to import crazy flowers from all around the world, and I'm just really excited about the movement and being a part of it.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Sarah Lambert Freeman, who is the founder of HiveandHollow.Earth, which is a sustainable flowering gift shop based in Menominee, Wisconsin. And Sarah, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. It was fun.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.